to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience ends. I'm here to meet your fate.
He's right.
Then one iron club crow sends the first guard to
try my new electro stun ray.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
And thanks for joining. This is the What Are You Reading comic book show, as of course the opening song says. I'm your host, The Surfer. I have to admit, this has not been a good day for me. Not as far as things are terrible, but I've just been doing so much, I hadn't had time to really sit down to get the show together, so I don't know how it's going to go, to be honest. It would make it easier if I got calls on Skype, because then we could just sit back and kick it and talk comic books. You can join me on Skype at SilverSurfer_forever. Be more than happy to add you in. You can tell me what you've been reading or what you think about storylines or, you know, whatever. Movies related to comic books, it's up to you. And if you're listening live in the chat room, thank you on Rant EM Radio. But there are other ways you can listen live, Stitcher and TuneIn, and of course, you can listen and download on Podbeam and iTunes. There's not much to talk about as far as box office this week, but you know. I know some of you will want to know. The Stephen King movie, It, came out at number one. No surprise there. It made $117 million. And I believe it set the September box office record for opening. So, a lot of people want to float too. And so, they went out this weekend. Despite the troubles that are going on around the country with the weather, especially down in Florida with the hurricanes, and out west with the fires and all kinds of stuff going on, some people found their way to the movies. And so we were waiting on Kingsman: The Golden Circle to come out. I'm personally waiting on it. We'll see how that does for the month, you know, for its opening weekend. Whether it opens bigger than the original or not. I mean, it is opening in a different month from when type something in the chat room. Okay, sorry. Now, let me get back to the news. First thing, Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, is in development for Millennium Films. I really don't know why. The idea of Sheena in today's world just doesn't make any sense. I know some people read the comics and they like it and so forth, but come on, just like Tarzan, it's an outdated concept of a European ruling the jungle over everybody, you know, living in the jungle, being better than all the animals and the indigenous people. says Millennium Films is looking to bring Sheena, Queen of the Jungle back to the big screen. Deadline reports that the studio is eager to find its next Wonder Woman. The film that provided to be a box office phenomenon, amassing an impressive $813 million worldwide. Although the director and star has yet to be announced, the project is eyeing a 2018 summer date, which is next year, and they think they're gonna put a good movie out in this quick of a time. Of course, they've done Sheena before, back in on TV back in 55 to 65, and they did a movie in 84. And it was a Will Eisner and Jerry Iger creation. She was the first female comic book character with her own title, and she debuted in 1937 in Great Britain, and then a year later in the United States. I don't care about a Sheena movie, to be honest. So, I'm not trying to see something like that, but well, you know, no one listens to me anyway. Now, I mentioned maybe a month ago about Disney coming up with their own streaming service, and the streaming movies and TV shows would be on there, but it was a question of whether or not Netflix would keep Star Wars and Marvel, because they was trying to work that out. Well, bad news, it's going to the streaming service also. Star Wars and Marvel films will stream exclusively on Disney Digital new platform, expected to launch in 2019. CEO Bob Iger confirmed this morning. That was a couple of days ago, of course. The news arrived less than a month after the announcement Disney will pull its movies from Netflix at the end of the year, when its current distribution agreement ends. Netflix has signed, says Signal, it was active discussions with the media giant to retain those streaming rights, but those efforts apparently have never come to fruition. So, if you're a big Disney fan, you're a big Marvel fan, and you're a big Star Wars fan, well, you're going to have to pay extra. Unless you own it, which of course that don't mean, that's not going to mean anything soon anyway, but yeah. Everybody's going to have their own streaming service. This could signal the death knell to cable, because if you got to pay for different streaming services, why would you pay for cable? But we'll see what happens in the future. Let's see what's going on next. Stanley's in the chat room. Captain Underpants, who, instead of asking me legit questions, want to play around. But now, if you grew up a fan of the Great American Hero, well, there's always been talk about revisiting it and redoing it and so forth. But now, apparently, ABC is going to bring it back, but this time it's going to be a female lead. That may make a lot of people upset. It says a reboot of the early 80s TV show Great American Hero has gotten a put pilot commitment from ABC, according to Deadline. The half-hour single-angle camera comedy will feature Mira. Is this right? Mira, an Indian-American woman as the lead. Uh-oh, that's really going to make people upset. The reboot comes to us from Fresh Off the Boat writer-producer Rachina Fuchsbaum and Nakachia Khan, Fizz Baby 20th Century Fox, will co-produce with ABC Studios. Fuchsbaum will write the script. She'll produce with Mandy Summers and Fizz Baby, as well as the original show producer, Stephen J. Cannell, daughter of television director Tawana McKinnon. That was a lot. So, if you don't remember what the Great American Hero was, it was a comedy show which came about because you know, Superman the movie was popular, and so that's what everybody was trying to get on. And ABC came up with this concept of the Great American Hero, where aliens left a suit, but the person who put the suit on didn't have the instructions on how to make it work properly. So instead of being a properly functioning superhero, he's a bungling superhero. But he still had the powers and abilities to fight crime, and he did have people helping him, but, you know, without those instructions, he just didn't know what he was doing. And the one thing I was always waiting for, the show never got around to, was him actually getting good at his abilities. So, and it became more of a hit. Well, it became a cult classic after it went off the air and more people started to come along and started watching it in reruns and so forth. So we'll see what they do with this new series. I don't have a problem with them changing the ethnicity or the gender, because the whole thing is not about who's in the suit. It's about the suit itself and the powers it gives that person. So, and here's another story that may upset a lot of people. Despicable Me crosses $1 billion at the worldwide box office. It says, with yesterday's gross Illumination, Despicable Me crossed $1 billion at the worldwide box office, earning $741 million internationally and $256 million in North America. Its results have propelled Despicable Me franchise past Shrek series to become the highest grossing animated film franchise of all time globally, and passed the Ice Age series to become the highest grossing animated franchise internationally. Despicable Me joins Fate of the Furious as the second Universal film to cross $1 billion this year. Illumination's 8 releases include Despicable Me, Hop, Dr. Seuss, The Lorax, Despicable Me 2, Minions, Secret Life of Pets, Despicable Me 3, and they've all grossed more $5.7 billion worldwide. Despicable Me is Illumination's second film to gross more than $1 billion, as well as the first time an animated franchise had two movies to cross $1 billion. It is also the company's third title to gross more than $900 million. Featuring that no other animated studio has ever accomplished. So, long story short, the little chicken McNuggets are the king. And if you don't like them, you should learn to like them, because everybody loves those little minions. Let's see what's next. Oh, come on, browser. Don't do this to me now. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fans, we're going to get a returning cast member. Now, a couple years ago, Marvel was going to do a spinoff off of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. featuring Black Canary and her boyfriend, who played, what was his name? Lance Hunter. And, you know, they left the show under circumstances where they, you know, got in trouble or they had to leave S.H.I.E.L.D. They was going to get their own show, but then all of a sudden they never got their own show. Well, Nick Blood, who plays Lance Hunter, is coming back to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for this season's upcoming episodes. I guess they couldn't get what is her name? Hold on, give me a second. Palicki is her last name. I guess they couldn't get her back to play Black Canary. Maybe she's have to do another project. And it was kind of a shame that they took them off and then didn't give them the spinoff they were supposed to, and then didn't bring them back right away. At least one of them is coming back. Maybe the other one will too. Now, I've heard a lot of people tell me that their favorite Christmas movie of all time is Die Hard. Because, of course, Die Hard takes place over the Christmas holiday. You know, Bruce Willis's character goes out to Los Angeles to see his family who lives out there while he's still in New York, because his wife Holly's working a job that, and he didn't want to go out there at first, so he goes out there to visit them, and of course it's over the holiday, and then there's the Nakatomi Plaza and it's getting robbed, and he's the only person inside can do something about it, and hilarity ensues. Well, it says many fans of the 1988 action film Die Hard agrees that the classic movie, which takes place on Christmas Eve, is a Christmas movie, a storybook for the comedic from the comedian Dougal Horner, looks to capitalize on the debate by retelling the film story in the style of The Nightmare Before Christmas. A Die Hard Christmas, illustrated by Holiday Classic, hits shelves on October 17. The synopsis is as follows. All John McCain wants for Christmas is to reunite with his estranged family, but when his wife office party turns into a deadly hostage situation, he has to save her before he can get home in time for Christmas. The unconventional fan favorite movie Die Hard is now illustrated storybook complete with machine guns, European terrorists, and a cop who forced to rely on his cunning and skills and the help of a fellow officer to save the day, based on the classic Nightmare Before Christmas poem, and is filled with whimsical illustrations that cleverly reimagines homage to the destined with homage is disdained to become a. I messed it up. So it's your chance, people. You can get this book and read it to your kids and your grandkids, and you can read it over and over in Christmas time or in front of the fireplace, Christmas Eve with the family gathered around. Now, we get into real life real quick. We do know that there's disasters going on with the hurricanes. Houston got hit with one. Now, Florida and the Keys and all these places are being hit. Well, Ryan Reynolds is calling for donations for the hurricane victims. You know, which he's not the only celebrity who are doing such things. But, you know, he in the spotlight right now, so he's using it. It says, from the Deadpool 2 set in British Columbia, star Ryan Reynolds tweeted for a call for donations for victims of Hurricane Harvey and Irma. I messed it up. In an accompanying image, the actor wears a shirt over his Deadpool costume, read Hope. He'll rebuild. He's captioned in the image. Let's help Hurricane Harvey and Irma to fuck off. Support AmericanCares.org or charities of your choice. And yeah, so he tweeted that out. And the campaign is selling shirts like the one Ryan Reynolds is wearing in his tweet for $25 to go towards that. And so, you know, I'm not here to tell you that you should do it because he's telling you, but you know, that's up to you if you want to help out with these victims or not. I'm not here, so. Oh, sorry. Bad jump. But, yeah, the first clip from the Blade Runner new movie has come out, and it's on comingsoon.net if you want to check it out, one of the places. You can probably find it on YouTube. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. And I'm almost done. Jeez, not many stories for me to read this week. And unless I get a call from someone. You know, I'll be going off the air in a few minutes. So Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg is adopting the boys. And is heading towards Amazon. It's Ennis and Robinson's comic. I never really read The Boys. It says the project was originally being developed for Cinemax, but appeared the networks chose to pass on the project as it looks to now be nearing a home in Amazon. According to the report, the streaming service has ordered a script from writer Eric Kripke with the possibility of a series ordered to follow. Should the series be picked up, Rogan and Goldberg will direct the pilot. The duo is also behind AMC's Preacher, which had served as the executive producer of the project. Dynamic Entertainment Boys, which ran for 72 issues from 2008 to 2012, depicted a world where superheroes had become abnormal celebrities that often engage in destructive and selfish behavior. The boys are a CIA squad that keeps those heroes in check, taking them out permanently when needed to be. I know a lot of people weren't fans of the boys, but like I said, I never really got around to reading it. And a lot of people was not fans of Garth Ennis' work, and I say to each his own. You know, maybe the TV show will be good when it comes out. And, maybe it won't. I try to keep open mind. Just because I wasn't into the comic book won't mean I won't give the TV show a chance. So, I think that's it as far as the news I have on hand. I hadn't had a chance to check out a lot of stories this week because it's been a hectic week for me. So, let me tell you about the shows here on Rant Yam Radio and then get off the air so I can cry about how bad the show was today. You can come back tomorrow at 11:15 for the sports report. And then with the football season starting, you know, they'll get into all the different games. And, they'll make, you know, they'll make fun of me because my team lost on Thursday night. But that's okay. That's okay. And then Tuesday, hopefully there'll be a doubleheader. At 7 should be the Shining Wizards. And if Florida hasn't been wiped off the map come Tuesday, and they have power down there, then you'll get an episode of The Rant live at 9 p.m. Thursday, you get a live episode of Rant Wrestling at 9 p.m. And then Friday will be an episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks live at 9. So everybody comes on at 9 just about. I'll be back next Sunday for the What Are You Reading comic book show at 5 p.m. Hopefully I'll have more stories to go over with you. Or even better yet, I'll have callers. You can call in and talk to me. It'd be nice. I like talking to you. I like talking to people. And that's it. I'm going to say thanks for listening, and I will see y'all next week. Until then, peace.